Hello, this is Jake.
Hey, it's Nick. Looks like the
Hey.
call got dropped. But all right, so I know you're on the road. I won't keep you too long, but just about the cabbage loan, what was the total balance? What was the total loan amount they gave you originally?
I'm not sure exactly, Nick. I've taken a couple of three different draws on it. I think, I maybe took 10,000 one time, and I think another time I took 5,000. And then I took 20,000, and I paid a lot of that off. Some of that was on a 6 month term, and then recently I took a loan for 40,000 with a year term, with the intent of paying 20 of it back, which I've still got that 20. I haven't paid it back yet, but that is my intention, is to pay that 20, back to lower my balance. So I guess after that's done, I should be, sitting at a $40,000 balance on that.
Okay, well maybe hold on to that 20 right now, because if we can go ahead and just pay that off and get you a longer term, you might be best to keep that 20 in your pocket, you know?
Well, that could help, because I've got some other bills that I'm working on trying to get paid, and that's kind of why I was hanging on to that 20, was trying to, I mean, really what I'm trying to do is get my operations squared away where, I'm flowing the cash that I should be, and that solves all my problems. So that's what I'm working hard to do, and I've made great strides in that. So we'll just see if we've got it turned around and got a little bit of breathing room here. So.
Okay, so I want to get back to your locations. How do you have this structured? How many of the locations are under the same business
Right.
or use the same bank account?
Well, I've got
Are they all
there's four.
individual?
Well, there's four locations. One of them is a standalone entity. It's a C corporation. That's Carolina Quest Ventures. And then the other three are in an S corporation, J.K. Thomas Company. So they're in the same entity, but they have individual bank accounts.
Okay.
Just for P&L purposes, really.
Yeah. Okay. 'Cause what I just want to do is get you the best loan possible and use the strongest aspects of your business to get that, right? We wouldn't want to use the locations that are suffering maybe the biggest cash flow problems to get you the
Right.
best loan. That might not make sense. So I guess what I really want to get to is your standalone Carolina Quest. Well, let's get back to the cabbage loan. Which one is that attached to? Which business is that under?
It's under the J.K. Thomas Company.
Okay. And now these three other locations that are under J.K. Thomas, and they all use their own bank accounts, obviously for P&L issues. Okay, it's under one of those, or under all three, I guess, because of the. You have it all under
Well,
one S corp, and then you
yeah.
just
So,
okay.
well, I think probably the loan was made off of my Conover location. That's really my best performing location, under, well, of all of them, but it is under the J.K. Thomas Company. And then, the standalone entity would probably be the second best performer. And then these other two that I acquired, a year ago have sort of been struggling. So, although, they're flowing decent cash, it's just we're not making enough money. And we got a lot of debt overhead with the purchase of these. That's really the issue. If I didn't have that, that overhead, I would be okay at the sales volume, but to sustain that debt load, I need to be doing better.
Okay. So the J.K. Thomas, I guess let's decide what's the best path to go. So under the J.K. Thomas, that S-Corp, you have the three locations, and the Conover is your best performing location. What does that location do annually in terms of gross revenues?
We're probably averaging right around $15,000 a week.
Okay, so something around $500,000 a year?
Yeah.
Okay.
Whatever that adds up to.
Let me double check my math here. I was just off the top of my head. Because you're doing, well, maybe more, right? Because if you're doing $15,000 a week, transfers. Okay. Okay, so maybe it's between, $700 and $750 a year. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, that sounds
pretty early for me. pretty early for me today on a Monday. All right, so let's say it's $725 about there, and you owe $60. How does the Carolina Quest location do?
It's probably averaging more like probably $11,000 to $11,500 a week.
Okay, and okay, so that one's doing about $550 a year. Okay, well, All right, and how's your credit?
It's taken a beat lately. Mm-hmm. Last time I looked, it's probably around 650, something like that.
Okay. Well, let me see here. We might be able to. There's two thoughts here. One is that we could. How much exactly were you looking for total?
Well, I don't know that I've thought of it in those terms. Obviously, anything I could get will probably help me, but, really, to truly bridge what I need and to solve my problem, I probably need about 120.
Okay, that's what I was thinking, too. So this is a couple options here. So as far as the equipment leases, the issue with equipment leases is you might get a couple dollars as far as a discount of paying off early, but that interest is usually fixed into a lease, right?
Right.
It's not like an APR loan. So paying you're going to be paying interest on top of interest in most cases with that. And if you have only 18 months left, it might not be the best thing for your business to pay those off just to extend the term another 6 to 12 months, right? Because that just might jam you up a little bit. But if we can ease your cash flow and pay off this cabbage loan and then give you another $60,000, I think, is that kind of the game plan here? Would that help?
Yeah, that would definitely help, and I hear what you're saying about those equipment leases, so, absolutely, I don't have to pay those off by any means, but
yeah, that'd be something you can look into, but the truth about equipment leases is that they're great, especially for the restaurant industry and retail for most things, and we do a lot of leasing as well as equipment financing, traditional financing, so I'm very familiar with them. And I know that a lot of times, you know, there's a discount involved in paying off early, but it's hardly anything. It's better to keep the cash in your pocket and use it to invest in your business. Right. So if even if we add just a little bit of interest and extend out the term.
Really, I think even the reason I'm thinking about that is just because we're struggling to make ends meet, and it's, you know, when that payment rolls around, it's been hard to make it. So if I could get some of the other stuff off my plate and lower, you know, maybe my payment a little bit on some other stuff, like the cabbage loan, then it might not be necessary to have to try to do anything with them.
Right, you just have the cash in the bank maybe to help make the payments every month to ease the cash flow. For the cabbage, what are they charging you interest-wise?
I don't know what the rate is. The way they structure it is you've got a fee that's due every month, you know, based on what loan amount you took, and I mean, I guess we could calculate what that interest rate is if I was sitting at my computer and able to look at it, but honestly, okay. I don't know what the interest rate is.
Okay, no problem. I'm just curious. I see a lot of different things that they do, so I'm always just curious on how they structure it. I think it's a bit confusing. We like to be a little bit more straightforward here.
It is a bit of smoke and mirrors, I think, associated with it. One of the big things that, you know, you can pay it off early if you can, and you know those fees are not tacked on if you pay it off early. That was kind of one of the things that appealed to me about it, because I had hoped to be in a position to pay it off early, and may well be if I, you know, go out a couple more months, but I don't know. I just happened to see, you know, you guys sent a flyer to the mailbox there and saw you was offering potentially some longer terms. Mm-hmm. That's really what I've been looking for. You know, when I took the cabbage loan initially, you know, it had a year term on it, and then when I went back to borrow a little bit more, they had done away with that, and I had to take a 6-month term. And then when I looked at it again, you know, they had the year term. So I don't know, they can't make their mind up what it is they want to do there, I guess. But
Okay. Well, no, I'd be happy to, you know, work up the numbers for you and try to get you, you know, 2 or 3 year term and go for, you know, $120,000. The Conover location, has that been performing well the past few months?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Excellent. Okay, well, I think, when did you start J.K. Thomas Company? What year did you start this corporation?
It would have been around, let's say, the beginning of 2014.
Oh, wow, so you're really just getting going with everything.
Yeah, well...
Nice.
Well, the Carolina Quest is, we started at the beginning of 2012, and then...
So you've just been rolling ever since.
Yeah, probably too fast. That's what's got me in trouble. If I'd have moved a little bit slower... well, honestly, when I bought these two locations, I shouldn't have done it because... my store in Conover was only had only been open about 6 months, and we didn't really have it operationally bedded down before I sort of pulled out to tackle these other two, and that's really what's got us in bad shape because I've had to really try to get three locations right operationally, and it's been a struggle. But the good news is Conover is doing very well.
Got the
Morganton location now doing operationally well. Financially, it's going to take a couple months for the sales to come back there. And now, you know, I can just focus on Marion, and hopefully in a couple months we'll have it squared back away. So
nice. Well, it's very exciting. You know, I used to live in North Carolina in the eastern part, though. I used to I went to East Carolina in the 90s.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah, and then funny, I was living at Wilmington with one of my buddies from school, and he opened up. I don't even know if they all went under eventually, but you know the Cubby's restaurant chain.
Yeah, no, there's still a couple of them around. Yeah.
Oh, nice. Yeah, he owned a couple of them in Wilmington, and let me tell you, he aged quickly. You know, the same kind of problems you're talking about. Yeah, but he did it. He was getting going. He finally had everything going just like perfect after a few years. And unfortunately for him, you know, 2008, 2009, financial crisis, like really put him under. You know, Wilmington just really one of those towns that just got hit so hard.
Yeah.
And no, it was North Carolina, beautiful state. So I'm pretty familiar, actually. not that familiar with your neck of the woods, but I've been out that way quite a few times, and to Charlotte and High Point and Asheville and everything like that. So
yeah,
Hickory actually, yeah. So I'll go ahead and email you what we need to get your approvals, and we'll work on, you know, 120,000. Try to get you a little bit more if a cushion. What we'll do is we'll approve you for the highest amount for the longest term. And work backwards from there to customize it, so we don't take too much. So you don't take too much money, but we'll get you the approval, so you know it's there for you. And yeah. And if 3 years, if we get that approval, but two is really what you're looking for, then we'll cut it down. But I'll send you an email with everything that we need. We're gonna look at some bank statements to see the cash flow for Conover. And excuse me. And you know, just a couple pages from your most recent tax return. Have you filed 2015 yet?
No, my accountant's a little behind, and he's working on getting me caught up, but I don't think he's anywhere near having that return done yet.
Okay, no problem. 2014 will work as part of the... Oh, well, did you have a 2014 tax return for Conover?
Yeah, I did.
Okay.
It's gonna. Let's see. We opened in September, so it's only gonna be a partial year of sales. However, the sales will be very good because we were killing it when we opened right there.
Nice. What we want to see is that's gonna show us the ownership. It verifies the business and your ownership. So because it's an S corp, we're gonna want the first page and then the Schedule K-1 that shows your proof of ownership. Do you have any business partners?
Just my wife. She's a 50% owner in that entity. And
okay.
Yeah, in the Carolina Quest, it's actually owned mostly by my 401k because we used my 401k to fund that business. It's in a C corp. So I mean, I'm 100% beneficiary of the 401k. So at the end of the day, I'm 100% owner. But on the books, it's technically owned mostly by my 401k.
Okay. Well, maybe strategically, we'll just try to use the Conover location. Okay. And since that's where the cabbage loan is out of anyway, and it'll be just easy to pay it off, and and if we need more capital or we see any advantages of also using Carolina Quest, then we'll go that route too, and it'll be very easy. Okay, so that's what we'll... For a lot of our programs, if we have at least two-thirds ownership, we can usually get you into a better program. Is it okay if your wife is on the loan?
Yeah.
Okay. What's your wife's name?
Kimberly.
Okay. Okay. Perfect. And for the Conover location, how much is the monthly rent for that space?
Roughly $62.50. I don't remember the exact number.
No, exact's not necessary. It's fine. Okay. Okay, so then the email, the best email for you is jkt913@gmail.com.
That's it.
Okay, Jerry, I'm going to go ahead and email you basically a reminder checklist of what I just mentioned that we'll need, and you'll have my contact number on file that way too, and you can call me in the meantime with any questions.
Okay. Well, I'll do my very best to get what you need there this afternoon. Are you going to want to see any credit card statements?
You know, that's probably pretty strong for your business, right? Are you doing about 80 to 90% credit card revenue?
Yeah, that's pretty accurate,
hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'll put a reminder in there that would be great, too, while you're collecting the bank statements. If you could do 4 months of credit card statements, that'll help us get there longer.
The reason I asked is... for that Conover entity, that's the one credit card processor that I can't get that statement online. They can fax it, but I don't have a fax machine. So would it be possible that I can have them fax it to your fax machine?
Yeah, that'll be great. I'll put my fax number in there for you.
Do that, and then I can just call them and ask them to fax that missing statement to your fax machine.
Yeah, that'll be perfect.
Okay.
All right, Jerry, I'll get this email off to you in the next few minutes, and we'll go from there.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it.
Thank you, sir. Nice talking to you, Jerry.
Yeah, nice to talk to you, too. It's a small world sometimes, isn't it?
It's a small world. Oh, my God, yeah.
All right, we're good. Have a good day. Thanks.
You too, man. Talk to you.